You didn't prepare the birds at all from before Yom Tov. Why? There you're not allowed to take the bird. Beishami is a machm and say, Kozeman, you didn't pick up the bird. We're afraid that maybe tomorrow on Yom Tov, when you pick up the first bird, as soon as you pick it up, you see it's not fat enough, it's too small, you put it down again. So we're afraid you come to touch it for no purpose. That's what the Beishami is a machm to say, you have to pick up the birds before Yom Tov. Inami, maybe I'll say the opposite way to say there's no machlokes. Inami atkan loy kamri beisilu. Hocha, when does beisilu say smutter? Elakivan the muksahu. Here it's a question of taking birds, the next Mishnah. So the birds are muksa maybe. So therefore, bi'oymed bi'oymed zeh bezeh aninaitosagi. It's enough that before Yom Tov, you looked at the birds and you said, yes, this is a nice fat bird, this is the one I'm going to use tomorrow. So as long as you looked at the bird and you said, this is the one I want to use, that's enough to make it now muksa. Like before Yom Tov, you had in mind that I'm going to eat this bird tomorrow, I'm going to shech this bird tomorrow. You're allowed to shech the bird on Yom Tov, so therefore it's not muksa. Abul Hossa Mashenka, the first Mishnah light, there he holds that to pick up the dirt, even though the shovel was in the ground before Yom Tov, but still it's not called mukhin, the dirt is still muksa, so there they still is machva to say, you're not allowed to be mechasa, you can't cover up the dam on Yom Tov. So again, there's no stira. So Mar says, Eli Kasha Kashi, one is a stira, here's a stira for the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is like this, that they shama yomrim a noitlin as oli lekatsiv olav basar. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to carry with the yoli. So Rashi learns, oli Rashi learns, that daf av, a thick board, the cover, the heavy one, the kaitchim boy chitim. You chop up wheat on it. It's like a chopping board. The tigris, the tisni, you chop up the wheat into two or three. They're the malachta liyisr, it's a malachta liyisr. It's used to chop up the teichin. You're not allowed to chop up wheat on Yom Tov. So therefore, it's like a chopping board that's called muksa because it's a malachta liyisr. Now, because I read Beishamai, also a taltalo, you're not allowed to carry this board. Even if you want to use this board right now for the goof to cut meat on it, even if you want to take a chopping board to chop meat on it, that you're allowed to cut meat on Yom Tov, still Beishamai says it's also. So Beishamai is a machmi here. So again, Beishamai Yerimim, ain't noitlin esoli. You can't take the chopping board, lekatsev olavosav, even though now you want to use it only to cut meat on it, still it's also. Because Beishamai is a machmi, Hilkos Muksa, and says even though it's a klish shamlach to liyisr, and we hold the sir gufi is mutar, Beishamai says no, nothing doing. O Beisilu matir, Beisilu says yes, you're allowed to. Since it's called a kli, even though it's a mlach to liyisr, but now that you're taking it for the purpose of heter, you're allowed to. That's what we hold halacha. If you have no other board to cut the meat with, you're allowed to take such a board. Just like the mice, if you want to crack open your nuts, and you have nothing else, only a hammer, so we hold you're allowed to take the hammer to crack open the nuts. Because the hammer, even though it's a mlach to liyisr, but if you want to use it now for the purpose of gufa, to open up nuts, that's mutter, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's Beisilu's swear here also. You're allowed to take this wood chopper now to use it to cut meat on it. So it's here's the machlekes, Beishamai is machmir. Alma, what do you see? Kabi simchas Yom Tov, the gate of Hilchos Yom Tov, taking this board to cut the meat on it, that Beishamai the chumra, Beishamai says nothing doing. You can't take such a chopping board. It's a mlach to liyisr, it's muksa. Oh, Beisilu lekula, Beisilu says no, he's mekel. Since it's a kli, even though it's mainly used to chop wheat, that's also to do on Yom Tov, but if you want to use it now to cut meat, you're allowed to. So you see, Beisilu is a mekel. So again, on this reminu, I have a kasha from the first Mishnah again. The first Mishnah says, Ashoichet chayiv yoif. If somebody shechs the chayiv yoif on Yom Tov, that Beishamai says, you are allowed to make the kisya dam, and Beisilu says no. You see, Beisilu is a machm, it's a stira. So again, Rabbi Yechon says we have to change around the gears again to make it that Beishamai is machmir both places and Beisilu is mekel both places. So Rabbi asks again, though, Mimai, what would you be kasha here? Dilma, maybe, Lohi, there's no steer altogether. Ad kan up until now, Lohi Kamri Beishamai Shalom Beishamai only said, Hosam in our first Mishnah, that you're allowed to make the Kis Yadam, Elahecha Dika Dakanoitz. Only we are koponim, you have the shovel stuck into the ground. So therefore, Beishamai holds it's not muksa, she's not doing anything wrong, gesundheit met the kisadam. Abel heicha, the lekad akanoit, but in the case you don't have the shovel stuck on the ground before Yom Tov, loy, there Beishamai holds it's aser. So our case also, here he holds the chopping board, is a muksa, dik a kli, you're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov. Inami, maybe the other way. That ad kan loy kamer Beisil lehocha, when does Beisil say it's mutter to use this chopping board to cut your meat on it? Elodika teres kli alav. Because our koponim is called a kli. It's called the board that you use. Not the main use of the iser. So it's called a kli, shamalach to liyis, like a hammer. The main use of a hammer is to knock nil the sasa to do on Shabbos. But we owe the locha, since lemaist is called a kli, it has use. If you want to use it now for your head to take a purpose, and you have no other thing to chop off the nuts with, you're allowed to. There also, if you have no other kli to chop your, cut your knife on, you're allowed to use this to cut the knife on, to cut the meat on, because it's called a kli. I will also mashenke in the first Mishnah. By kisi adam loy, thereby Silla holds that the dirt is muksa, even though you have the shovel stuck in, he holds it doesn't make a nice muksa. So that's why it can't be mechasa on Yom Tov. So mele is no stira. So again, another Mishnah. Eli kasha kasha. I have a theory for the next Mishnah later. Another Mishnah says, the shama yomrim, a noisten es or lefnei adorsin. On Yom Tov, you shechted an animal, and you skinned it. The skin, you're not allowed to put down in front of people to trample, to step on top of it. That's the way you make over a piece of skin to make into leather by stamping on top of it. So you can't put it in front of people to step on top of it. Below Yagviyanu, you can't pick it up, because it's muksa. Elim ken yeshalov tzayis boser. Only if you have a tzayis boser on top of the ore, then you're allowed to use it. So you see, beshame is a machim, it's called muksa. Or beshelo matirim, they still says, no, you're allowed to do it. There's no issue here. The reason why it's mutter to do these two things, even though really it's muksa, or it looks like you're being a sakin, but if we wouldn't let you to work on the skin, people would not shech the animal on yomtiv, and you would not come to eat the meat, so mishum simchas yomtiv rabbanu will make it. That's beisilu svarim. Alma, what do you see? That beisimchas yomtiv beishama lechumru beisilu kula, that beisilu is a makel. That's not like our first Mishnah, Rabbeinu, have a theory on this. Our first Mishnah said again that our Sheikh is Chayiv Yaifi Yomtiv, that Basil said it's Osir, to see Basil is a Machmir. So again, Amr Rabbi Yechon Machlev was a Shita, Yechon again changes the Shita, true, change around one of these two, that Basil is Mako both places, and Beishami is Machmir both places. And again, the Gemara says no. Mimai, who's set to do that? Dilma, maybe Lohi, there's no steer altogether. Ab can up until now, Lohi, Kama Beishami, Yosim, Elgen, Elhechadi, Kadakanoit. Only the first mission that you have the shovel stuck in, so there's nothing wrong, there's no muksa. Abel Heichad, the Lekad Akanoitz, but over here, where you don't have, there was nothing stuck in before Yom Tov, it's muksa. Like here, this skin now. This skin, you're not allowed to put down in front of people to trample on it, because it looks like you're being mistaken, you're fixing up the skin, or you can't pick up the skin, because it's not a kliyat, it's muksa. So that's what Beishami says, skin that's not made into leather yet, it's not called a baggage yet, you can't pick it up, you can't touch it on Yom Tov, it's muksa. Inami, maybe, at kan lo kamer beisil hocha. Why does beisil say yes? You are allowed to pick up this skin over here, el dechazel emizgolayu. Because he holds right now it's called a kli. Right now you can sit down on this piece of skin. A skin, Amol, they didn't have fancy chairs. They used to sit on the floor. Why do you sit on the floor? Put a piece of skin down on the floor and sit on top of it. So beisil holds it's called a kli on Yom Tov. You could use it today. Trash lemizgolay. That's what used to sit in times of Gemara. They would spread out some clothing on top of the floor. They would sit on their knees. So it seems so maybe that's why Bitzil was making over here. I will have some light. Mashenka in the first Mishnah, you want to use dirt. Dirt is muksa according to Bitzil. That's why you can't make the Kisya Dam on Yom Tov. So again, there's no stira. Mogos Vaita. Eli Kasha Kasha. If you want to ask a Kasha, there's another Mishnah to ask from. Next mission is like this. Beshama Yermin. Ain Mesalkin es a treason beyontif. And now that I take off, treason is like the, called shutters, right, shutters. Now that I take off the shutters, the screens, right, the shutters of a store on yontif. Ain Mesakin take the shutters off the store on yontif. Or Besilu Matir Mesilu says yes, you're allowed to. Aflahachter. You could take it off and even put it back again also. Alma, what do you see? That we'll soon see what the issue is. It's the issue for us, Binyan, Bekalim. Elma, what do you see? Gab, Simchus Yomtiv, Besham, Alechum, Besham, said the Zosar, you can't take the shutters off the store, it looks like Binyan, looks like Stira. Well, Besil, Makula, Besil says, no, you're allowed to. Besham, Simchus Yomtiv, in order to open up the store, the people should have things to eat, you're allowed to. So you see, Besil was a Makel, or a Minu, I have a Stira now. The first Mishnah, Shechachai, Yopi Yomtiv. That there, Besil says, no, you're not allowed to make the Kisya Dam. You can't shech the chicken on Yomtiv, you don't have dirt prepared before Yomtiv. You see, Beisil is a machmir, so it's a stira. The mother says, Bishle, me Beisham, Beisham, Lekasha. On Beisham, you can't send a stira. Even though the first Mishnah, Beisham, is a makel, and says you are allowed to shech the yif on Yom Tov in order to make the kisya dam later. If you have your shovel stuck into the ground, Beisham says, pick up the shovel and cover up the dam. He holds his mutter. And here, Beisham says, no, it's also. You're not allowed to take off the shutters off the store, Lekasha. Hosam, the ikadaka noyes, sokh, lekadaka noyes. The same terrace as always. Where is Beis Shammai Mekel in the first Mishnah? Because he holds, since you have the shovel stuck in before Yomtiv, that makes it not Muxer anymore, so you're not doing anything wrong at all. There's no issue at all. But over here you have no heter. So last Rashi before the Mishnah says, Hochol leker dakenoyz, kloimer, leker taima laterum, the kosavri yesh binyam bekelim. Thus Beis Shammai Shita is that there's an issa to build even kelim. Not only in a house, everybody holds an issa to build a house. But Beis Shammai says even kelim, you're not allowed to build either. So this, taking off the shutters, is not talking about the shutters of a real house, it's talking about the shutter of a portable tent that's called like a kli. So Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to take off the shutters, because there's an issa binyan. Where is he making only the first Mishnah? Because you have the shovel stuck in before Yontif. But here you have no shovel, means you have no heter. There's an issa binyan. You can't build a kli on Yontif. Ela Beisila, Beisila Kasha, but Beisila have a stira. How come Beisila's Mekel over here to say you are allowed to take off the shutters? So you see, he's Mekel on Yontif. Why wasn't he Mekel over there also in the first Mishnah to make the Kisya Dam? So on this, Amri Rabbi Yechon and Machlev was a Shita, we have to change around the Shita. Then Beisila's Mekel both places. And the Mor says, no, Inami should be also, Dilma Lahi should be, maybe not like that, you don't have to change around the Shita. The Ad Kan Lo Kamer Beisila Hochom, Ela Mishum Diyen, Binyam Bekelem. Like really, Beis Hillel, if there's a little svara to say it's usher, Beis Hillel is a machmir, true by Yomtiv. Mashenkin over here, the, he holds this, there's no if, there's no tzat to be machmir. There's no if to be in all by Kalim. The ain't stira by Kalim. There's no din stira on Kalim. Avul hosam loy. Mashenkin in the first Mishnah, there it's a shayla, you have to make kisadam. So you have to pick the shovel up out of the ground, pick up the dirt to cover the blood. There Beis Hillel holds, there's an if some muksa involved. The dirt is muksa. The fact you have the shovel before Yontif is not enough, according to Beis Hillel. So there, Beis Hillel says it's osur, because it's a tzad iser. So when you have something to say it's osur, Beis Hillel's talk is machmir. But Shrinkin over here, taking off the shutters, off this tent light, since Beis Hillel holds lalocha, there's ein binyan bekelim, you only have a kli, not a house, not something that's mechubal akarka to the ground. A portable thing, a keli, the locker is ein binyan bekelim. So there's no tzad iser altogether. That's why Beis Hillel's make later to say, you've got to take off the shutters on Yom Tov. All right, stop here. You're holding off Yud. Yud Om and Aleph by the Mishnah. Next Mishnah is Beis Shammai Yemrim. Beis Shammai says, Lo Yito Elim Keim Nena Nevoi Joim. You can't take these pigeons on Yom Tov, even though you want to take them out to shech them, to use them for Simchas Yom Tov, unless you pick them up before Yom Tov and you shake them. Nena Mijamamish, pick them up, you shaked it, the boy joined before Yom Tov. In other words, you decided that this is a big enough and a fat enough chicken for you or a pigeon for you, and this is the one you use tomorrow. So then we say tomorrow you're allowed to come and take it, it's not muksa. Oh, Beis Hillel says though, Oimei V'Oimer, you don't have to pick it up before Yom Tov. It's enough just to stand near where the pigeons are and just say, Zeh v'zeh ani noitel. This and this one I'm going to take. Like you look into the places where the birds are and you say, those two look pretty nice and these are the two that I'm going to use tomorrow. So therefore, that's all you have to do. Rashi said, before Yom Tov. In other words, some pigeons, like, it's muksa. You're not allowed to touch them on Yom Tov. Unless you thought about them before Yom Tov that you're going to use it. Because some pigeons, like we're talking about, most probably you have these birds, you raise them. And now you decide on Yom Tov if you want to take one or two to Shecht. So we say before Yom Tov you have to pick which one you're going to use tomorrow for Yom Tov. Because if not, like we'll see in the Gemara, we're afraid you'll come to pick up one and then you'll say, it's too skinny, you put it down again. So you touched it for no purpose, and that you're not allowed to do. So Beis Shammai says, you mamash have to pick them up before Yom Tov. And Beis Hillel says, no, you don't have to pick them up so much that you know just to look at them and say, this and this one I'm going to use tomorrow. Omar Rav Chonin Barami, Machloikis Bebrecha Rishoina. Where is the Machloikis that Beis Shammai says it's also only to pick it up by the first babies? Bebrecha Rishoina. The pigeon, like the mother, the first babies he gave birth to, the first babies here. The Beis Shammai Savri Gazrina Dilmosa Lamluchay. In other words, Rashi says, the Brecha Rishoina, Derech Magadla Yoinim, it's a derech of the people that raise pigeons, Lohaniach Brecha Rishoina. The first baby that's born, you leave it, you don't shech that one. Shel Kol Shona, from every year, Leah Sabbath Lima. Like you want the mother to function well, so you let the mother have one chicken, one baby with her. So the first pigeon that's born, that one usually people let stay alive the whole year. They don't shecht that one. Nor the mother should have somebody to talk to help her. So that's this machlokes. If you want to take those, that first pigeon that was born, if you want to take it to shecht on Yom Tov, that's where the Shammai says, you're not allowed to just say, I want to take it. You have to really pick it up before Yom Tov. The Beis Shammai, the Mor says, the Beis Shammai Savri, Gazrina Dilmosti Lamluchay. If you didn't pick it up before Yom Tov, we're afraid now on Yom Tov, when you come to pick it up, after you pick it up, you can change your mind and say, no, it's too valuable, these pigeons, this is the one that helps the mother the whole year, I'll change my mind, I don't want to shecht it. So therefore, Beis Shammai says, it's only good if your mamish pick it up before Yom Tov. The Rashi says, Gazrinan, Hishakululamach, if you didn't pick it up before Yom Tov, just on Yom Tov now, you come and pick up this first baby pigeon, is also lamluche, we're afraid you'll come to change your mind. The chayis alayu, you have like rachmonis on it, you won't want to shecht it. The ebelei tultish lo letzorach, then it came out that you touched it for no purpose. Mashenke, now that we tell you, umishinena, if you picked it up before Yom Tov, umishamish ben, and you moved it, you used it, mevoyjoin, the shchitom, lechas alayu, you didn't change your mind then. Like they say, I don't want to shecht it, then we're not afraid anymore, you change your mind. So that's Beis Shammai Svarim, that you have to mamish pick it up in your hand before Yom Tov. If you picked it up in your hands, then we say, since you don't have pity on it, you don't think you want us to keep it, we say you mean business, you really want to shecht it, therefore tomorrow when you get to it, you'll use it, it won't be muksa. Oh, Beis Shammai says, no, even the first pair of birds, you don't have to pick it up before Yom Tov. It's enough just to say, I want to use them. And we're not afraid that on Yom Tov, you'll pick them up first, and then after you pick them up, you'll have pity on them and say, these are too valuable, these the first birds. You want to keep it for mother. But still says, I'm not afraid of that. And if you said you want to use it before Yom Tov, that's enough. That's the way Rav Chanan learns the Machlokes. Avo b'brecha shniya, but the second set of babies that the pigeon has. Then divrei hakol, everybody holds, b'yomei b'yomei zeh v'zeh aninoi tosagim. That even Beis Shammai holds, for the second set of babies, you don't have so much pity, they're not so valuable to you, then it's enough that before Yom Tov you said, you looked at them and said, yes, this and this one I want to use tomorrow, that's enough. Then you don't have to mamish pick up the two birds, it's enough just to say, that and that is enough. Now the Mor says, Beis Hillel, lo malei lemeimer, zeh v'zeh ani noitel, according to Beis Hillel, he says in both cases, whether it's the first bird, whether the second one, you have to speak out before Yom Tov to say, like look at them and say, this red one, this white one, those are the ones I'm going to use tomorrow. But you have to say clearly which one you want to use, that's the way you make them not muksa, they're usable. So, why do you have to say, like, pick out this and this one? It should be enough just to say, out of these bunch of pigeons here, I want to use two tomorrow. And then when you come tomorrow and pick out the two you want to use, we should say braver and say that yesterday you picked out two pigeons you want to use. You didn't say which one. You just said, I want to use two pigeons here. You didn't say which one. Now tomorrow when you go and pick out the pigeons, we should say like braver, this is the one you picked out. As it should be as if yesterday, this is the one I had in mind. Like why do you have to go Erev Yom Tov and pick out, say this one I want to use. This one I want to use. Why do you have to go so far? It should be enough just to say before Yom Tov, I want to take pigeons from here. Which ones? You don't have to say right now. It should be enough tomorrow when you come and pick them. It'll be Hufra Dobla Mafreya. That's the one you meant. Tatakasha Lema. Basila Loma Lema Mema. Zevizani Noitel Lema. Let him just say, Mikanani Noitel Lemacher. The Chitayma, maybe you want to answer me and tell me that Basila Leslu Brera. Basila does not hold from this Svara Brera. In other words, to make it a not muksum, before Yom Tov, you have to say you want to use this pigeon. So you have to say, this one and this one I'm going to use, then tomorrow they're not muksum. But if you don't say, on this one, I want to use it, you just don't say to all these pigeons, I want to take two out of here, we don't know which two you need. So tomorrow when you pick those two, if you don't hold from Brera, so you don't say when you pick tomorrow, it's as if, it's considered as if, these are the two you picked yesterday, and when you said yesterday you want to use two of them, we look as if these are the two you wanted to use. That's the Svara Brera. But maybe they still doesn't open the Svara Brera. Maybe they still holds no. You have to say before Yom Tov which two you want to use. It's not enough just to say I want to use from here, and then tomorrow you pick those two. We consider those two like yesterday you said those are the ones. No, maybe they still does not hold from the Svara Breira. The Chitayim, maybe you want to tell me that they still less Lubreira. The Yotanan, I'll bring your proof not like that. We learned that they still hold from the Yisayda Breira. But now we learned, how mace bevayis, if you have a mace in the house, so everything in the house is tamei, there's too much oil. Now there's a lot of doors to go out of the house. Is kulam tumeim. Midrabonin, the locker is like this. Outside the door or under the doorpost itself, really, especially the door is closed, what's on the other side of the doorpost should be tor midiraisa. The mace is inside the house. What's on the other side of the doorpost, like the door, is a mechitza. The tumah should not go on the other side. Midrabonin, we say no. Like we know, one of the doors, you have to take the mace through it. And when you will eventually take the mace through that door, then there'll be an oil. So anything under the doorpost, even on the outer side of the door, would also become tamei, the kelim that are there. Because when the mace, you take the mace out of the door, then we say anything on top of the doorpost is like an oil. And anything underneath the doorpost, the tumah comes down and is matam of those kelim. So the Rabbanan, they said right now, since we don't know which door you're going to take the mace out, the Rabbanan said right now every single door, if there are kelim underneath the door, the kelim are tummy. That's the halacha. The hames abayis, the loyd sochem arba, there are a lot of doors to the house. It's kulam tumei. Midrabonin, since you don't know through which door you're going to take the mace out, minasofer, they said, look as if the mace went through all the doors, and anything underneath any one of the doors is tummy. What about niftach echemihen? You now went to open up one door. So by opening one door, you show us this is the door you're going to take the mace through. The other doors, you're not taking the mace through. So the mace won't go through the other doors. Is hu tamei for kulam toirim. Then we say only the kelim underneath that door is tamei. Because since the mace is eventually going to go through the door, and then when the mace goes under the door, the top of the door is going to be like an oil. So anything underneath the tumah tamei shoots down again. So any kli underneath that door, even if it's on the outer side of the door, is tamei. Although the kulam toirim, all the other doors are tor. Because you're not going to go through that door. And since you opened up one door, you showed us this is the way you want to go, and not any other door. Now what about Chishev Lhoitziya B'yechad Mehen? You did not open up a door. You just in mind thought to say, I want to use that door to take the mace out. Oy b'chaloin sheyeshkoi arbo al arbo. Or else there's a window there that has the windows at least wide enough of 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. That's a big enough size to take a mace through it. The locker is also matzelas akol apsachim kulim. If you think in your mind that you want to take the mace out through that window, so we say, okay, that's the window the mace is going to go through, so only the kelim underneath that window is tamei. But the kelim underneath any other doorpost is tor. That's the locker. Beisharmai says now, v'hu shechishev loitziyoi ad shelo yomas hamace. When does it help, if you have in mind to take the mace through one of these doors, that only that door is tamei, if you thought about it before the person really died. In other words, the person was a geisis, he was very, very sick, he knew he was going to die soon, so before he died, you thought about, this is the door I'm going to take him out. So it comes out that the time the mace, as soon as he died, the other doors never had a suffix about, he's going to go through that door. Because you decided before, and you're only going through this door. Then we say, only this door is tamei, the kelim underneath it, all the other doors are tor. Let's say the mace died first, 1 o'clock. And then at 3 o'clock later, you first decided which door you're going to take him out. That doesn't help. Because at 1 o'clock when he died, you didn't decide yet which door. So at that time, all the doors is in doubt. Maybe the mace will be taken through that door. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, any kelim underneath any door is tummy. That's what Beis Shammai says. It does not help later when you take him out through one door. It doesn't help. Beis Hillel says no. Even if after the mace died, still it's enough to say then, I want to take the mace out through one door, then we say only the kelim under that door is tamei. But under all the other doors are tor. So what do you see from here? That there still holds from Breira. That is, at the time when the mace died at 1 o'clock, you did not decide yet which door you're going out. So the Chura at 1 o'clock, all the doors are in doubt, maybe the mace will be taken through that door. So really, all the doors should have the tumas and mace. Yet Beis Hillel says, later, 2 hours later, when you decide to take him through with that door, we say only the kalim under that door is tamei, but on the other doors are all tor. Why is that? So you see, Beis Hillel holds us for a brera. That later, 2 hours later, when you decide to take him out through one door, it's considered like you always had in mind to take him out through that door. So even though you first decided later, but we say when you decide something later, it's huvra davalam afreya, it's considered like we consider it way before, as soon as he died, that's the door's going to be going out, and you say the svara braver. So who now allocates also then by the birds? Why do you have to say before yomtiv, I'm going to take this one and that one? No, just say I'll take birds on yomtiv. And tomorrow on yomtiv, when you take the one and two, now it's huvra davalam, we consider what you picked now as if you picked it yesterday. You see, there's still holes from the svara of Brera. What? Yes, it's just by itself, right, yeah. If after you have a door closed, we're talking about what's underneath the other side of the door. So it's only midirabonim that it's tummy, because when you will open the door, and the mace will go through the door, then there's tumah, the tumah goes up to the oil, the top of it, and comes down again. That's only midirabonim. Right now, when the mace is inside, really what's on the other side of the door should be torn. But the Rabbanan said that since we don't know which door is going to go through, we consider each door as if the mace is going through it, and we're metam all the kalim there. The Beis Hillel says though, but when you tick him out through one door, then it's huvra l'mafreya. So Tais asked the question that according to Beis Hillel, so how is it ever the case that all the doors are tamei? Like Manashach, we eventually going to take him out through one door. So whenever you take him out of that one door, let's always say huvra davalam l'mafreya, that when he died 5 hours ago, it's considered as if that's the door is always taking him out. So all the other doors should be Torah. So how do you ever have the case of the Brisa that it says all the doors are tummy? The Torah is answering the last line of Yeshleima, who going Shosa Pesach Chodesh, Voitziu Ameis L'Shayach Breira. Talking about the case that after the mace died, you had 4 doors to the house. After he died, you decided these 4 doors are no good, and you broke open our 5th door. So since you broke open the door later, it's not possible to say Huva Dovla Mafreya is considered at the time he died, that the door is going to go out. Because you did not have the door at that time. So in such a case, you can't say braver. So at the time the mace died, you didn't have the door here yet. You first made the door after he died, then you cannot say, we consider like when he died, that's the way it's going out. So that's the case that all the doors are tummy. But in the case that later you picked the one door that was here before, we say braver, that it's considered like you always had in mind to take him out through that one door, and only that door we look as if the mace is going through, and not the other doors. Yeah. So this is the kashi. You see, Beis Hillel does hold from Brera. So Gemara says no. Hoyitma lo. We learned on this brayzum that Omar Rabba. Rabba learns letayir es apsochim mikanu labo. No, that's what Beis Hillel says. That when even after the person died, if you decide later to take him out through one door, only that door is tomei and no other doors. It only means mikanu labo. And again, the person died 1 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, you decided to go through one door. So now it's like this. The kalim that are under the other doors from 1 and 2, they're all tummy. Because from 1 to 2, you did not decide which door. So all the doors are suffix which one will go out. Any kalim underneath any door is tummy. But now at 2 o'clock that you decided through one door, now your machshava helps. That from 2 o'clock and on, let's say you bring a new clean out under one of the other doors, then it does not become tummy. Because once you decided to go through this door, now, from now on, we consider only this door tamei and not the other doors tamei. So true, the kingdom that was there from before, under the other doors, they're tamei. Because we don't say braver to be considered like you knew about it way before. You only know about it right now. So from now on, kingdom under the other doors are torah. I'm afraid, though you don't say it, even according to Beis Hillel, therefore there's no stira. That's all. Only to say after you decided, then your machshava helps for the other doors. So the diik is mikana labo in. From now onwards, it's good. Lemafreya, but from before the time he died, light, it doesn't help. Therefore, there's no stereo. Beis Hillel does not hold from Brera. So therefore, by here, when you want to take the pigeons on yomtiv, you have to say before yomtiv exactly which ones you want to take. It's not enough. It's not enough just to say, I want to take from here, and tomorrow you choose which ones. It's no good. We don't know from Brera. Rav says like this, L'yoylam l'mafreya, no. Read, I can tell you, Basil does hold from Breira, that when you decide at 2 o'clock to take the mace out of one door, we consider as if that was in your mind the whole time. And even at 1 o'clock when he died, only this one door is tamei and no other doors. We do say Breira l'mafreya. So then it's a question here in our Mishnah then, why do you have to say before Yom Tov which pigeons you're going to take? Why isn't it enough to pick on Yom Tov? For Hochheim, the time of here, the reason is like this. Dilma metalta, we're afraid here. You'll pick up a pigeon on Yom Tov. Vishavak, and you'll put it down again. Metalta vishavak, you pick up another one and put it down again. Because metalta midi dulechadile. It comes out the first two pigeons that you picked up, and you, when you picked them up, you saw they're too skinny. They don't weigh enough. They don't look nice enough. So after you pick them up, then you're going to have, you'll have charotam, you pick them up and you put it down again. So that's why here we're afraid that nothing doing. So therefore here you can't say Breira. It's not enough just to say, I want to use from here pigeons tomorrow. Even though in Muksa really it would be good, but we're still afraid tomorrow when you take the pigeon, it's going to be too skinny for you after you pick it up. After you put it down again, and it comes out, you touch something for no purpose. Fred Gemara, I've armor, but you're telling me though, but Beis Hillel does not hold like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says before Yom Tov you have to pick up the bird. And that was the Svara. Because if you don't pick it up before Yom Tov, we're afraid on Yom Tov, when you pick it up, you'll see it's too skinny, you'll put it down again. But Beis Hillel didn't say that. Beis Hillel didn't say you have to pick them up before Yom Tov. Beis Hillel said it's enough just to look at them and say, this one and that one I want to use tomorrow. So go to Kasher is, what does it help you to say? You want to use these two, but let's be afraid tomorrow when you pick up these two, you'll change your mind again. You'll pick them up and see they're too skinny, they're not fat enough, they don't look good enough. So why does it help just to say you want to use them? So Gemara says, no. Hanin mili, when am I afraid? Hanin mili mer of Yom Tov. When do I say saying something is good? That's mer of Yom Tov. So Rashi says, Hanin mili mer of Yom Tov. Kaleimar, heicha diyoda mer of Yom Tov. Tahani hu. The Yasmin, if the person before Yom Tov looked at the birds and he said, yes, this one or that one I want to use. Then we say the Su. After that, Vein Shein Chushim, even though they can be very weak, Vein Shein Shemin, when they're very fat, L'Shok Lachrini, he won't change his mind to take another one. Shrei Yodeya Shemuksin Hein Shrei Zinnan. Because since he knows that Erev Yom Tov can't go down to the pigeons and say, exactly, I want to use this one. So what he do it for? Because he knows there's a svar of muksa. So he goes tomorrow and goes and takes the pigeons. He's only allowed to take those two that he picked up yesterday. Even though when he picks them up today on Yom Tov, it looks too skinny, too ugly, I don't want to use it. Safal, he won't change his mind anymore. Because he realizes that the reason why yesterday I had to pick out which ones, because if not, they're muksa. So now on Yom Tov, I can't change my mind. So if you say before Yom Tov which ones you want to take, then we're not afraid you'll change your mind. Ah, will be Yom Tov, but if you don't pick out before Yom Tov which ones,